Hello, I'm Katerina Fotinaki. I'm a Greek singer, composer, guitarist, and whatever you want to say.
Katerina, welcome to World Music Matters.
Thank you very much.
Here we are in your home in Paris, in your studio. This is where you recorded your debut album, Tzitzikia, which means cicadas.
Exactly. I recorded most of this disc, and some part I did in the Conservatory of Gennevilliers.
And how come you ended up sort of doing it almost yourself? Tell us the story.
It's a sad story because this disc should be the prize of a composition contest that I won in Greece 2 years ago. And so Greece should produce this disc. But because of the crisis, I never had this money. So I was obliged not to do the disc or to do it with less money. So I decided to do it, but with less money, so we did most of it here. But I never regret it, because so we had much time with the musicians and we amused ourselves a lot here.
Εσείς τη τζίκια μου άγγελοι, για σας και ώρα η καλή. Ο βασιλιάς, ο ήλιος ζει. Ο βασιλιάς, ο ήλιος ζει. Κι όλα αποκρίνονταν μαζί, κι όλα αποκρίνονταν μαζί. Ζει.
We're listening to the title track of this album, so it's called Tzitzikia. It features a very well-known Greek singer, Angelique Gounatos. Tell us a bit more about what the song is about.
The song, I decided that it would give the title to my disc because I find it very optimistic. The cicadas are asked from the sirene.
Mermaid.
From mermaid. If the king's son is alive. And so the cigale, Tzitzikia, they say, yes, he's alive. Zi en grec. And so it was very optimistic. Because my country, Z, I hope. It's the poetry of Odysseus Elitis, a great Greek poet that won the Nobel Prize. The others are Solomos, a poet from
1820.
Yes, 2 centuries of poetry are inside the disc. Some pieces are contemporary poetry, some others ancient.
Μια φορά στα χίλια χρόνια του πελάγου τα τελώνια μες στα σκοτεινά τα φύκια μες στα πράσινα χαλίκια.
Why are you so drawn to putting, if you like, older Greek poetry to music?
In Greece, apart from music, I studied classical literature. I think the fact of finding poems that are still this active, you know, Europe. This poem was written in 1921 from a Greek poet called Kostis Palamas. It's a poem that is, you can say it today, and it's exactly what we should say for Europe.
Η Ανατολή αλαφιάζεται κι η Δύση μια φλόγα και τραβάει στα μεσουράνια. Λύκοι λαοί τροχίζουνε τα μίση τα για τα γάνια.
It begins, the east gasps for breath, the west goes up in flames. People sharpen knives and hatred, people act like wolves.
Η Ανατολή αλαφιάζεται κι η Δύση μια φλόγα και τραβάει στα μεσουράνια. Λύκοι λαοί τροχίζουνε τα μίση τα για τα γάνια.
So you said the title track on the album was chosen because it was such an optimistic poem. This one clearly is not.
It is, because if you see how it ends, with democracy, and it speaks for the first time for one Europe, for a Europe that is really united. And it's even before the Second World.
Europe, one Europe, Europa, eine.
What effect do you think, Katerina, that the crisis in Greece has had on musicians and on you as a musician?
I think it's quite early to say because I think that the Greek people are still in shock because it was very violent, all that, and people became poor very, very quickly. And I think that it will be a good thing for music. It is a good thing for theater and for art in general. The only bad thing is that many people have gone.
Have left.
Yes, many people. I left before the crisis, 8 years ago. But I was feeling already a crisis, an ethical crisis in my country, so I left. But now on Facebook, I have all the time people asking me, can I come to France? Can you tell me about manager? I think many people, and young people. And this is a pity for the country.
Άκου εν όνειρο ψυχή μου και της ομορφιάς θεά μου εφαινόταν όπως...
Let's listen to another song on this album. It's called...
Το όνειρο, The Dream.
Εχορεύανε πιασμένες από τα χέρια τα λευκά κι όλες τους επολεμούσαν να μου πάρουν την καρδιά. Τότε άκουσα το χείλι το δικό σου να μου πει πως σου φαίνονται και σου είπα είναι άσχημες πολύ.
It comes from 1820 and it is a romantic poem and it was already in music by Manos Hadzidakis, a very well-known Greek composer, in a very lyrical way. But when I read this poem, I said, wait, this is not lyrical. This is a violent poem that speaks about love in a corporal way. So I said, it deserves to have another point of view. So I did slam music, but with classical instruments, with harp and ancient Greek tuning of the harp. So I did a totally different aspect of this poem. And the prize that I won for this contest in Greece, it was because of this poem, because of this music.
You're really bringing something of, as it were, the young generation, yeah, the young Greek generation, to an old musical and poetic heritage.
It was a whole new point of view for this poem and for this period. I'm very much impressed by French people. How they are cultivated, curieux, yeah, curious. And I admire French people a lot. And I don't say that because we are speaking to French people. When I came here, the thing that they are coming to concerts and they are listening a whole concert of 1 hour and a half that is in Greek poetry, difficult music because it's not a music,
yeah,
it impresses me. Here, I feel really very lucky because I have support from people that don't even understand what I say. And this is very precious for us, for me.
At the same time, watching you perform, you are extremely communicative, even if we don't understand the word. You're very often singing with your eyes closed, completely at one with your instrument, with your guitar. I guess people are sensitive to that because they see you're extremely sincere.
Maybe, but in any case, if I do that, I do it because they give me this place. And I'm very, very much impressed from that.
So no immediate plans to leave France and return to Greece?
Return to Greece, no. Leaving France, maybe. I like very much English language. My next disc would be in English poetry. And I would like to return to Greece, but I don't think it's the moment.
Katerina Foutinaki, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.